Surprise, Nate. We just pranked you by starting. I think you maybe heard it, though.
You can't surprise me. I'm ready to go any fucking second to record any time in my life.
All right. I'm going to wait for your next nasal surgery. And right when you wake up in the bed, I'm going to be there. Psst. Joey Tactics.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
All right. The episode's swimming. Go, go, go. Athletic. Training.
Wow. The episode is swimming. I just want to say a buongiorno, guys. For no reason at all. Put it that way. buena suerte.
Is that
Eric has fled the country? What is that? He owes a lot of taxes to the IRS, and he is in hiding right now.
They are taking care of me here. They are taking care of me here in Italy. They're lucky to have me, and I'm lucky to have them. And I'm learning so much.
And you flew out so just much. To make that video. You went there for content?
For those who are listening who don't know, I posted a video that got nearly 6,000 likes on Instagram, over 50 likes on TikTok, where I'm on a boat and I'm doing my hilarious character and make some hilarious style story on there. That's not true, but if it were, it would be pretty funny and humiliating for the person who posted it. So,
yep. Eric, if you didn't know, Eric is on Instagram. I know a lot of you were wondering. It's true. He's a gram daddy.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Dude, Eric, I wonder, first, that made me think, how many grams do each of us weigh? But second of all, and I mean this in a positive, complimentary way. Eric, you are giving me the next Jeffrey Epstein vibe. You would be such a good asset.
A lot of the men out here look Epstein similar. They come from a similar branch of the white male tree.
Branch of the underground military.
That's right.
I bet there is a successor out there that's somebody who's lower rung, who's been doing a blackmail operation. Maybe it's not on an island. Maybe they don't have a mansion. Maybe they're just in a lake house or something, and they're just dealing with lower level politicians, and they're like, put me in, you know?
Oh, that's me, dude.
The blackmail ladder, you know?
Why do you think I invite you guys out to Martha's Vineyard every year?
Right. You're priming us. You're basically getting us all oiled up.
Let me tell you,
there was a guy on the beach today. There was a guy, we went to this amazing beach, no sand but many rocks, and basically you're diving into the ocean from the rocks. Everyone's fucking skinny as fuck. There's crazy beautiful men and women all up around you, but there's probably a 74-year-old guy, white guy, but like brown like my wallet in terms of tan. And he had his dangling out, but he had the thick white pubes, but they were not just fully white. They were a little bit oranged out by the sun. So they were like sun kissed. And, I was like, I just never seen it like that. If that's what they were looking like, you know, 500,000 years ago while they were studying, you know, coming up with all ancient culture and stuff, then yeah, they were doing something right. I was looking at him and thinking, I need to be like that. He looks so healthy. Every part of him is brown.
I wish you would just describe this for the next 40 minutes.
The global pubic archives, the global pubic index.
This was some of the best pubes I've ever seen in my life.
thick. I mean, did you? Why didn't you? Please tell me you dapped him up, or
this man has no idea. I gave him a nod in the water. No, he knows. Okay. Trust me, he knows what he's working with. What is that, Jack?
These are, these are, I don't know what to call these.
Just, they look like origami, like horse blinders.
What'd you just say to me? Wow, right when you said horse, I had one on deck ready to go.
Damn, that's crazy.
Wow.
Not a lot of people could do that.
So,
you guys,
Jack is all alone on Martha's Vineyard right now. And he's doing, you're doing short film or videos or just the opposite? Are you just focusing on yourself?
You'll notice I'm at the scene of the crime, man. This is where we did Joy Tactics Kids, remember? Remember, man? It was so fun. Look, I still got the ukulele. How could we forget? Remember? You guys got to come back here. Joy Tactics Kids.
The podcast
kids.
Is over. It's done. It's not over, man. It's been done for years.
It's not fucking over.
It was a failed venture, but we had a good yeah, run. Shit.
I'm embarrassed by those early episodes. I wish I could burn them, dude.
they're no different. They're
we've changed
no different
very much since then, and I don't agree with even who I was back then.
Well,
I miss you.
Yeah, why
guys,
do you have a
literally.
Horse? And yeah, we miss you too, man.
Well,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a minute
since I've seen you guys.
I'm getting island madness right now. I'm on day 3. Of being alone, no human contact on Martha's Vineyard. Starting to experiment with streetwear, as you can see. And I'm not.
Wait, tell them your YouTube idea. That would be on the front page.
The Mr. Beast.
Give them a little taste, too.
What was it? I was going to do a 1 hour long freestyle about Elden Ring.
I think it was like 7 days. Yeah, that's what you would get on the front page with.
I'm trying to do.
I freestyled about Elden Ring for 7 days straight with no food, no water.
Because that's how Mr. Beast had his come up, as he showed proved his dedication by counting to 100,000. I'm like, okay, I could do that.
Did he do that?
Yeah, he counted to 100,000 on like a live stream or something.
One.
It's crazy that's like the most famous person in the world right now is a guy who just went 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
That you interview any dungeon prisoner from the last 1,000 years, they went way past that.
By the way, how are your dungeon prisoner interviews going, Eric?
Good, man. They're still out here. They still, you know, I saw a dungeon in a tower. Okay. It's not a laughing matter. These were real places. Okay.
You saw a dungeon.
But my question is this. Huh?
What's your question?
I don't have a question. I'm saying something.
All right, man. Well, then say it. Well, then fucking
wait,
say it.
Wait, what?
You can't just hand them a packet and not say anything. So go ahead.
Did you say, I have a question? And then you said, huh, what?
I think I've been hitting the wine a little hard out here. I'm a little fuzzy. I'm feeling good, but I'm feeling a little fuzzy. So maybe, wait, what was my question?
You said, I have a question.
Eric, how much have you drank today? Are you showing up fucking
today,
drunk again on the podcast?
Let's see. One glass of bubbly by the sea. One beer by the sea. Okay.
What's bubbly? Champagne?
Champagne.
You're starting the day with champagne?
No, they do it here around noon, and it's no problem. Oh, yeah, and I had a ham and cheese sandwich. Let's see.
What? Do they have, like, I guess wine is the thing you drink in Italy, right? But do they have the low ABV beers?
Nah, they don't got it the same. But I'm drinking wine. I'm not even really getting headaches and feeling mostly pretty good, getting good sleep. But what I wanted to say was this. I'd never seen a dungeon before, right?
Right,
never seen that.
Right.
And I looked in we're in this old tower. Every town has an old tower. And by the way, the locals don't give a single fuck about having these old towers and old, you know, beautiful churches. They couldn't care less. They've seen a billion of them. So they're not even looking at it. They're not processing it, but I'm processing every single brick and trying to think of every single person that touched, you know, these old beautiful creations. But I was thinking
Roman peasant.
Okay.
This was kind of like that time, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, like when you see the old, what was that town Mount Vesuvius exploded up onto?
Greece.
No, Mount Vesuvius exploded all up onto Pompeii, right? And so it froze everything in place, and they had all that old dick graffiti, sexual graffiti, and it really makes us all feel close to the old Roman perverts, right? Because we haven't changed that much. But the only thing I was going to say was these dungeons, my question is this, because if you throw someone in a dungeon and let them rot, this thing just had it was like grates on top. So you're definitely getting that stink up into the fucking tower. Is that what, did they just deal with stench in a different way?
No question. Yeah. Oh, because yeah. they lived in the stench. You know what I'm saying? That was the whole bottom layer. There was probably an extra, stratosphere. There's stratosphere, mm-hmm. humosphere, whatever. It goes all the way, biosphere, troposphere. Nice, nice.
Right, right. But
they probably
right,
had right. an extra sphere back then that was called the stanky sphere. You know what I'm saying? That was just a human layer of just nasty stuff. And that's all been eradicated ever since, you know, companies like, not Purell. What are some of the, like, air, what are some of the AC Febreze. Unit brands? Yeah, Febreze.
Mm-hmm. Huawei.
Febreze AC.
Air.
Damn.
Ooh. Febreze X Gatorade sugar-free air conditioning unit.
Don't you think it'd be so fucking sick if we got sponsored by Huawei?
I've never heard of Huawei, but hello? I think it'd be sick. I do think it'd be sick.
What, Huawei? What? What?
Did you say hello?
H-U-A? Yeah, you it's something must be wrong with all of your guys' internet because you're being slow. I know I'm hooked up to the fiber optic out here. Hello.
Do you miss the first world, Eric? Is it starting to get to you?
Yeah, I mean, good question. Yes. I desperately miss the United States. Life is the so first much world. They do live better here. They just do live better here. Something's by different. You've eaten, thought of everything.
You've eaten the bread, right?
But here's the thing. In this region, the bread is known for not having salt.
We'll never know. Eric's frozen. The bread is known for what? He was about to say the secret, and notice the Italian Mussolini just took his ass out.
Here, bring up aliens, Jack, because I have some alien shit to talk about.
Okay, you know what? I was just walking down the street the other day. I saw this green thing. It made me think of aliens, right, Nate? What do you think about?
Right. Well, I was dipping into some alien sort of videos and documentaries last night. So two things. One, there was an interview with Eric's back in. Eric, we're talking about aliens real quick. You're gonna like this.
The pressure was on.
Alien.
Did you see this interview? I don't know if Tom Segura is starting a Joe Rogan style conspiracy podcast, but it seemed this clip was from something like that. Okay. So he was telling this story about a pilot. In Mexico.
A piloto. Okay. Un piloto.
Piloto, si. And this pilot, I think, was in a private, little plane with no passengers.
And suspicious.
He just passes out. He just passes out. He wakes up 2 hours later, and he's over the ocean in Acapulco. And he hears the radio. Did I say that right?
Yep, keep going.
Okay. He hears the radio and they say, hello, hello. Focus on the story.
I can always hear when you're starting to pronounce a foreign word that you are like so afraid of going off the rails. And like if you barely land the plane, it's like I can sense the relief. Well, go ahead. Okay, so he's calling the radio.
So the radio, they say, hello, hello, you there? And he's like, yeah, sorry, I fell asleep or something. The plane's still going. It hasn't crashed. So he's like, what the fuck is going on? They're like, land the plane right now. So he lands the plane. they do psychiatric tests on him. Okay. He's fine. They do drug tests, nothing. What? And then
they didn't do like a medical test. They went straight for the psychosis.
Yeah, they went for psychosis, and if it was he fucked up, okay?
Okay.
And then the person on the radio says, like, explains to him, he's like, I don't know what happened. Like, I fell asleep. And he's like, you weren't asleep. For the last 45 minutes, you were talking to me on the radio. And an entity was talking to him through him as a vessel.
Excuse me,
bro. And he was saying to the pilot, he said, we are another, you know, alien species from this universe. We share the same universe. You are the only species in the universe that has warfare with each other. You need to quit this shit right now before you end up in a nuclear holocaust. So it's giving us this warning. Wow. Only do you have chills right now? Warfare? Do you have goosebumps? Yeah, only species that was shocking to me. So there's no intergalactic warfare going on. I find that hard to believe.
From what I've read in my different books and from what my favorite TV shows show me, there's a lot of intergalactic war.
And you don't think that was to be
highly suspicious.
And by the way, people aren't considering what alien is contacting them when they get contacted by an alien.
Yeah.
Not all aliens are created the same. That's all I got to say. Or they at least don't have the same jobs. So are you getting contacted by the fucking Pete Buttigieg, Barack Obama hitting you up through the galactic inner Discord? Or is this literally some fucking alien that works at Panda Express who just clocked out? And is, you know, found a way to hack into this, and they're coming in, you know what I'm saying? Some undergrad.
If he's got an alien ham radio that he's, it's a hobby sport for him to get into the minds of
that's right.
Solo pilots.
Is it an alien iShow Speed who's going on to do pranks, intergalactic, interdimensional pranks?
Good question. On the front lines of the alien fucking galactic World War 17.
And
like, how's like, yeah, we don't fucking like, there's no warfare between us.
Yeah, no need to develop any more weapons. Don't worry about developing nukes because we're definitely not coming for you.
Yeah, and nukes, I bet nukes are their kryptonite.
Okay, so that's the first. So that's the first one. So that set me
I do find it interesting, but I had to poke fun of it as we were on a podcast. I know. Clearly,
that was disrespectful. But it did shake me to my core.
Okay, go ahead.
Hog.
So I see that clip and I say, fuck it. Let's watch. I got to watch an alien documentary.
Fat right alien now. White girls.
I haven't. Can I talk? Can I please?
Okay, go
so
ahead.
So I
go
put
ahead.
On this story. I put on this documentary of, what was it called? It was like this famous book in the 80s. Do you know this, Eric? It's like
it has
an alien on the cover, and it's like the first like drawing of like the classic like alien with big black
eyes. Like one of the grays.
Well, you're not going to ask me as well, Nate. You don't think I could possibly know this book?
sorry. I forget what it's called, but it was like this famous author who had an alien abduction, and then he just ended up writing about it. And couple interesting things about this. One, he was asking the aliens or somebody, he got all these letters after he said, if you've had an alien abduction, write in to this address. And he's gotten thousands of letters of people having similar abductions. And one of them was this older lady who asked them, like, the alien went up to her and said, why are you afraid of me? And she said, because you're ugly. Okay. Oh, so that was disrespectful. The fuck, but
human
the alien said, bitch, you shouldn't be afraid because this is, you will look like this soon. Okay. So I thought that was very haunting.
Jesus
that we,
Christ,
we that,
right.
that they are us or something like that. That's
I believe
pretty
that.
Interesting.
So you're telling me that when we pass on to the great beyond, we're actually passing into the ugly ass universe.
But maybe exactly. That's sexy as hell. You know what I mean?
And no. Also the this author had a vision of basically the planet exploding. So I'm seeing another similarity here. The alien nuclear is showing warfare, him visions of the planet basically blowing up. And then they had him do they had him do regressive hypnosis where he like recalls the instance of him getting abducted. Yeah. He's a really calm, collected, just like the whitest guy you've ever seen in your life. Where he's like, he's very like, he sounds like, I don't know. He's just a classic, just white guy, you know. But in this regressive hypnosis, he's like screaming, like at the top of his lungs. He's like screaming, like, "Why are you here? Please, I don't want this." And he's like, "I can't listen to this." Like, they're playing it for him.
Well, I mean, have you guys ever seen I'm sure we've seen it together, but for the listeners, maybe we can shout out to this. It's the Louis Theroux's Weird Weekends when he does the UFO episode, the alien episode, and he meets with this guy. Nate, do you remember this guy?
By the way, the book is called Communion.
Okay.
No, I don't remember this
guy.
You
don't remember this?
No, I don't think I've seen this.
Okay, so this guy claims to be a vessel, another one of your vessels, Nate. And he is... he's like downloading messages, and you can like ask him questions. But message from the alien Proton for Louis Theroux.
Oh, this is... Oh, God.
We are ready to transmit. This is the voice of Instruct Relay Automatic. In and for the planet you of the Earth called Jupiter, on behalf of the Honorable Corton de Progenity,
isn't that amazing?
I believe it
because his hair is up. He has his head in the perfect shape of an antenna.
Exactly. His hair is fucking getting the messages from the planet Jupiter. I think it is funny too, like people's like craziest high thoughts are so in line with like what the sci-fi culture was of that generation. You know, this guy sounds like he's got the shit from the 60s just downloaded into his brain where the aliens are called Croton. And they live on Jupiter, bro. Not in a different universe like Doctor Strange. You know, it's not AI. He doesn't know about that shit yet. He just knows about green aliens from Croton. So it makes me think, dude, as we become more advanced, what's our perception of, you know, this is what Diane Pasulka's book is all about. You guys know this book by Diane Pasulka, right?
Of course. What is it? What's it about?
Called American Cosmic. And she's like a religion studies person. I don't know what her background is, but she's used to study religion, but she makes the comparison that makes the claim or poses the idea that whatever we see as supernatural is just in line with what our culture is at the time. So in the past, like lights in the sky or something weird is God, you know.
Oh, right, angels. Right.
Of course.
As UFOs in popular culture, yeah, that's what we call things that we can't explain.
Well, so we are all gonna be vessels. Next? This is, we're waiting for the spiritual, you know, technological advancement to normalize all this shit, like we're saying, like we're talking about. Like, we're all vessels. We're all communicating from somewhere that we don't really know. And we are simply seeing, when we see an anomalous vessel, that's what I categorize them as. That's when we start to go, what's going on here? Is there more out there? Kind of, basically, in a sense, not realizing that there already is more going on out there. And you are doing it.
By the way, Jack, thank you for bringing up anomalous vessels. I've been desperate to talk about this for a minute.
I know. I'm a vessel in a certain type of way, and I'm about ready to fucking burst. I'm full. Someone's got to fucking come milk me.
Jesus Christ. If you're listening right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, this is the problem with Europe is the sexual vibrations are too free there.
They're so high, dude. I can sense that from you. I know. I'm having to put
like it's normalized. Everyone's just. I feel like fucking in the streets in Europe. There's nudity on TV. You've lost your American repression for sex.
I certainly have. I'm wanting it back. It's the Speedos today. I mean, Jesus Christ. But what they got out here is a different type of fatness to the members. You know what I mean? You can really see it up in there.
Fat hogs.
Yeah.
Fat hogs.
Fat ones.
You think that's because they eat fish, or is like is the
that's
is it
what I was asking them. I was saying, is it because of the fish?
Well, I'm just starting to wonder. I would love to have. I'm honestly, there's nothing wrong with having the biggest gut in the world and the tiniest little button of a dangling down there and walking around the beach. To me, that is peak swag.
I think that is swag. You know what? If you're big, got the big belly, the button peni. And you're tan as fuck and yeah. rich, and you got a boat, and you got a beautiful wife and kids. What more could you want, except for health?
Yeah, health, longevity, but probably not right. even. Probably don't right. want that.
But what's the trade-off?
So chilled out.
You know what they have out here, and maybe Martha's Vineyard as well. Certainly not L.A. Is what I call joie de vie. Joie de vie.
Joie tactics. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. The joy of life.
Mm.
The joy of living.
This is something that I've been dealing with as I'm on J3 of isolation on this island. Is at first I was thinking, you know what? This is great. I'm going to be all alone. I'm going to hustle on my short film. I'm going to hustle on my yearly Fallon packet. I'm going to hustle on my...
Did you really?
No sir. No. But
yeah, I was gonna say because I don't want you to be executed. I want you to stay alive, so stay away from the late nights, please.
Hey, amen. I know my fate. My fate is to be taken out for satire. So be it. But I kind of reached a point where I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna get any fucking work done. Let me just accept that. I'm gonna just be alone on this island, and so I've just been crawling around trying to get to the weirdest nooks and crannies, seeing what the fuck is going on. And let me tell you. It's been much more enjoyable.
Alone?
Alone.
Have you been out to dinner by yourself yet? What are you eating out there?
I have been, man. I went to an amazing Asian restaurant solo, sat at the bar, had a Sapporo.
Shit.
Forgot my credit card there, went back. They were so happy to see me. They said, well, we chased you down. We couldn't find you. Yeah, because I'm elusive and I'm quick. Especially after I eat, I gotta get in some sprints.
What style of Asian, by the way?
Every style. What a funny question. This place had pad thai, General Tso's chicken, sushi. So, yeah.
You got the three big ones, at least.
Yeah.
Banh mi, for a little taste of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine.
Damn, I had an unlimited sushi buffet recently. Oh. Incredible.
How much sushi did you eat?
I feel like we did pretty good because like at those places you can I think they charge you for the stuff you don't eat.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful. And I feel like we had just the right amount. But there was, you know what fucked me up is there was a, you know how you check off, I don't know if you've ever been to one of these, but they usually give you like a sheet of paper and you kind of just check off like what roles you want, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, it was kind of like a weirdly a good price. So I was like, oh, they just have like the basic, you know, like spicy tuna, spicy salmon, just the regular shit. And I was like, I'm fine with that. Like, this is like $30 or something like that. Like, this makes sense. And then I flip over the fucking thing.
Oh, fuck.
After my second course, and I realize they have the rainbow roll. They have the fucking dragon spider fucking rolls. And all the specialty rolls I didn't even see because it was on the back. And
gee, they're hiding it. Like, that's intentional.
They were hiding it.
That's definitely intentional. Speaking of raw, we went out to dinner the other night with a local, Layla's friend's boyfriend we're kind of like on vacation with, and he's Italian. And he, I was like, let's get some Florentine steak, because I've been seeing pictures of that, and it looks amazing. And he was like, we have to. And by the way, this is no, this guy's awesome. I've always felt sad that I couldn't, I'm not going to say this. I'm not going to say it. There's no way I'll listen. I've always felt that I was sad that I couldn't hang out with like Borat. You know what I mean? Because he's the way that he's searches for words, and he's so sweet.
Wait.
This guy is not like Borat, but sometimes the way that he searches for words in English, I'm like, this is so charming, bro. And it goes up like these. And it's amazing, man. I can't get enough of it. I just want
to. Oh, my God.
You know what that reminds me of, Eric, said to me one time that was very sweet?
What?
It's when we were finishing shooting Rap World. You said, dude, I'm actually going to miss hanging out with Casey.
That was true. There's something so sad about.
We had that character had an innocence that I just don't have at all.
Extreme innocence. Okay, but we ordered this steak, and bro, it came raw as basically it was just seared on the top, just red, cold. The middle of it was cold.
What did you call this?
Steak. It was a Florentine steak.
Florentine.
We had a little tartar.
Does it have any relation to Florence, Italy?
Mm. It might actually. Mm-hmm. It might.
Wow.
But dude, I was doing my best to just keep it cool, keep it calm, and eat as much of that steak as I could. But it was making me sick. Just chewing bite after bite.
Have you ever had? What's the French version of that? Where it's like just raw
tartar.
Yeah. Tartar
is different though. There's something that's edible to me about that. But when it's just this shit was thick. Like I'm talking 3-4
inches.
It was
like a tuna, like a seared tuna.
It was basically like a seared. Yeah, but it was beef steak.
But steak. Interesting.
But,
in the raw.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I wanted to ask you, Eric. You're in the northern region of Italy right now, because I looked up
we're
on
like
Wikipedia
in the middle,
right now.
Yeah.
No, you're in the north, man. You're
Am I? Let's see.
And I don't know if you're aware of this, but I don't know what Italy is like now, but when my ancestors were there was a lot of classism between the north and the south.
Are you serious?
And a lot of the poor people, which are at the bottom, the boot.
Oh, really? I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
But you haven't been to the southern region of Italy.
No, right? I don't really fuck with the ones from the south. If you go past Rome, you're getting shot in the dome. That's how dangerous it is out there.
Nice run.
I mean, that's how quick I think. But, trust me, you would not want to go south of Rome. Certainly not. If you value
Why is it always
life.
The south side?
Good question, man.
I'm on the south side of Martha's Vineyard right now, and trust me, it's not normal. Yeah. This is where
I was looking up houses out there.
Yeah.
That shit's the market is crazy.
Also, don't they have $50,000 like castles in Italy? Like they're trying to get people to move to remote towns there. Like you can, there's some deal like that. Like
you can buy like a dollar house or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're supposed to. What they really want is for you to bring your life and business and money to the town that you know.
So it's basically the birthright Italy situation.
Exactly. Yeah. That's right. We went to this restaurant last night that I had found on Google Maps, and it was like in the middle of. We were staying in this medieval town called Massa Marittima, and then we kind of hit all the good restaurants in town. So I was like, let's go a little outside. We went 30 minutes out. We show up at this restaurant. Nobody's there. It's in this little tiny mountain town. Ugh. There's an older woman kind of like with a hump. Respectfully, she did have a hump. And she's like kind of doesn't seem that pleased to see us. You see what I'm saying? The lights online, the pictures look great of this place. And the reviews were great, but there's only about 20 reviews. And the lights were like hospital grade, like so bright, so white, kind of disturbing to my eyes.
We sat down and just the only ones there. And guess what, bro?
What, best bro?
Best meal of the trip, eat quite easily.
You're kidding.
Bussing. Pasta?
It was bussing. Yep. Pasta, bro. Yep. Zucchini flan. Yep.
Zucchini flan? I thought pomodoro. Flan was just sugar.
No. How do you know about flan? Very little. But
I mean, have you had any fish? Have you had any fresh?
Yeah, we had some
Mediterranean
fish.
Style yes.
Right
fish.
By the sea,
what
too.
Kind? Sardines.
It was called turbo
anchovies.
Yeah, we've had our anchovies, turbo, crab.
I feel like Italy's more octopus. Fishy than people.
It's very
than,
fishy.
Than the American pizza, pasta, Italian food gives them credit for. You know,
it's fishy as all hell. In the best
this
way.
Is, we're supposed to be eating this way, man.
I know.
I've been eating, instead of like, I'll just get little deli, like a deli carton, like a quarter pint of fucking squid, Italian fucking little oil and squid. Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there by the water, just kind of eating squid. This feels so correct. Little tiny pieces of fish, a little tiny squid. That
well, you're
so
very
right.
close to a blue zone, Eric, I believe. Sardinia, I think, is there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you wouldn't even eat. And by the way, the Sardinian bread, maybe I was cut off earlier. There's like no salt in that shit. No salt. Okay, so you're eating basically just
sweet
cardboard.
Bread.
No, it's but I think they expect you to put some olive oil on it, salt it, eat it with salty meat.
Yum.
What else you got? I mean, I think I'm educating you guys pretty well on Italy. What else you guys want to know?
Right. What's the speed limit?
Dude, I am going very... I made a douchey move and upgraded the car to like a really nice BMW M4. And the first like...
There's something... first off, there's something with you and rental cars that is like something in your brain...
I'm like,
something
I have
happens
to do
in
it.
Your brain when you get on the enterprise rental car website and
I have to upgrade.
You have to. There's I don't think you've ever rented a I guess shitty car.
The economy car.
Yeah.
Well, I think what happens is it's like I go for the mid-grade when I'm at home. I don't want to splurge too much. But then I get there and I think I might die in 2 fucking weeks the way that I'm living. Why not just have an amazing time? So we got a BMW coupe, M4. It goes so, bro. You can't, you're going 100 miles an hour. You don't even feel it. All right.
What side of the street do they drive on? Right side?
They drive on the normal side, the right side.
All right. Thank God.
And the, but then, dude, they the way that they pass you here, they get up like this close to your bumper, flash the lights, and you get over. Mm-hmm. And but there seems to be no anger. They just, you know, in America, if you do that, I feel like you're getting an M14 to the chest.
Yeah.
Because of our sensitivity and rage.
How do you say excuse me in Italian?
Scusi.
Pregunta. Oh, excuse you.
Pregunta.
Pregunta.
Il pan. Bread.
Il pan.
Bro.
Aspetta. Allora. Allora.
Allora.
Aspetta.
Mr. Bean. Dude, Nate. You want to talk about...
Go ahead.
Passing?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever find yourself on the... What do they call it? Up Island section of Martha's Vineyard. This is madness. Some places, they got the 45 mile an hour speed limit. There's no shoulder, not even close to a shoulder, negative shoulder. There's no space. And people are jogging and bicycling while there's these big ass trucks and bikes. And it's constantly turning. So people are swerving around these. It's a miracle that every single person that drives down here or bicycles is not every single day dying.
Well, dude, I tried to bike one time a couple summers ago, and I can't believe I came out alive.
It's total
terrifying.
It's crazy. The amount of times I just went and drove and got a coffee this morning, and the amount of times I saw a car like going around a blind turn while passing a bicyclist, and then a truck coming around the other side of the blind turn, and then it's like this fucking close to just murdering the bicyclists, murdering
Hell
themselves,
nah. Hell
murdering
nah.
a fucking squirrel that's nearby in the tree.
Not a squirrel, bro.
Yeah, squirrel.
Not a squirrel.
A squirrel. Gone too soon.
Nate, so you're hearing about our luxurious, amazing lives in Italy and in the East Coast version of Italy. Mm-hmm. What, you're on the ground. You're on the front lines of LA right now.
Holding it down.
Holding it down. What have you noticed? What are you hearing? What's the new buzz around new restaurants?
And do you have Joy Tactics merch? What is that poster behind you? What is that?
This is
someone gave this to us at a show.
Somebody painted this.
Hold on.
Let me first tilt my screen up a little bit. Here, I'll pull it off of my board.
Look at this with the Memoji paint job.
I think this is on the subreddit, but they came to Spiritualizations and handed it to us.
It's great.
Look at this. Jack, there you are.
Why am I a filmmaker? You guys seem to be maybe working in the 1930s Wall Street.
Eric.
Oh, my God. Nate Unibrow.
Pretty good. I'll put that back up later, but
shout out to talent.
Yeah, LA has changed, by the way. You're going to be shocked when you come back here. A lot can happen in a couple of days, and that's what you'll notice.
I can't wait to get back and start making moves industry-wise. That's when I get back, the industry is about ready to shake the fuck up.
Well, have you seen the South Park, the new South Park episode?
Let me say, I don't think they credit consultants on that show, but if they did, yeah, you'd see my name fucking right front and center. Guess whose idea that was?
Oh, this is the fault of the pitching. WGA.
What if Trump was like fucking the devil in the White House?
Oh, didn't she do that in the movie? Yeah. No, I've never seen that.
Shout out to Matt and Trey Parker for being fearless and showing that comedy can fucking change minds and can and does have a place. And we are not going to back down to this administration.
Nope.
There's power in comedy. Thank you for showing us that once again.
After
27 seasons.
We need to be – basically what's happening is this. They're bottlenecking our streaming platforms, right? The government is getting their hands all dirty in these – but they can't control what's on the internet necessarily, especially if we go Web3 with that shit. So what I think we need to be doing is do a new Joy Tactics video hosting service. No censorship.
It's like all racist. Like, it's the worst. Like, backfire so quickly.
Live Leak 2. Remember Live Leak? Jesus.
Yeah.
What is that?
You don't ever remember Live Leak? This is where some very horrible videos lived online.
Death footage archive.
Reality footage archive, I like to call it. The real world.
I think the U.S. government should start their own streaming service. Subscription. Pay content. Get a budget. I mean, if we put half of the military budget into fucking TV and film, imagine. How much is the budget? Trillion? $8 trillion? Something like that? For the military? God. Can you imagine $4 trillion all put into Jack Ryan type shows?
Rings of Power.
Sicario.
Go on forever.
Rings of Power. Oh.
Damn. Shout out the Rings of Power. I don't think that show got enough love. I know a lot of people put a lot of work into that thing. J.R.R. Tolkien busted his fucking ass from the grave to help them out.
What's Rings of Power?
What's Rings of Power? Interesting, man. It's the Lord of the Rings prequel series. that cost a crazy amount of money.
I think it cost like $1 billion.
Something like that.
I watched the fuck out of the first episode. I'll say that. But.
Watching it was so close. Yeah. Damn. We need some TV to come back and really just excite us. Please.
Yeah. Yep.
What else? Yeah, I never really got into TV yet, but I think I'm on the precipice of getting into watching TV.
Yeah.
I need to. I feel like there's a lot of movies out right now that I need to see. I saw 28 Years Later.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Bussing.
Ralph Fiennes. I'm a Fiennes super fan, I would say.
Me too, man.
That guy.
He can do no wrong.
I haven't even seen Conclave, which is
in Bruges. In Bruges.
Oh.
Remember?
Get out of here, dude. That might be the best role of all time, is his character in that.
He is. You think he's a great hang? I bet you he is quiet at the dinner table, makes him come to you, gets you comfortable with him, makes him come to you. Then he says, watch this. And he orders the perfect wine to go with your dinner. And he orders for the table, but he orders amazingly. I bet he does that. I bet he has some great stories. You know what? I want to become friends with a really famous person just so they can let their guard down and start talking shit on old dead celebrities. You know what I mean? Becoming friends with like an ancient celebrity, you know, he's in his 80s or whatever, or her 80s, and you bring groceries over and, you know, make them feel comfortable. And that's when they start talking shit on, like, you know, all the old
Ingmar Bergman's fucking breath smelled like shit.
Exactly. That's, yeah. Man.
Ingmar, do you love me? You want to hear Ralph Fiennes' full name?
Yes.
Or are you not ready for that?
Yes.
I do.
Ralph Nathaniel Twistleton Wycombe Fiennes.
No. Not Twistleton.
Twistleton?
Yeah. Twistleton?
Yes. Ralph Nathaniel Twistleton Wycombe Fiennes. Twistleton Wycombe Fiennes is his last name. It's a triple hyphen.
Twistleton Wycombe Fiennes.
Fiennes is short for his actual last name, which is Twistleton Wycombe Fiennes. And he has... Oh, BAFTA is an award. I thought it was a degree.
God, Mr. Twizzleton. Please go to the BAFTAs?
Yes, we definitely can.
God. And after the BAFTAs is the BAFTA party. What are the BAFTAs?
The BAFTA
British party. Actors British in film, TV Awards.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
They get their own fucking acting award for being British?
Yep.
Trust me, it doesn't end there with the injustices.
Can an American win it?
No. No.
Well, they'll burn in fucking hell for that. I'm going to win one. Fuck it. Mark my words, I'm going to win a British award.
We're getting your ass a BAFTA. I bet you can win it if you're in a British show, of course.
Oh, okay.
I bet.
I've just seen a bunch of British people. You know what? Maybe two or maybe one. Maybe he wasn't even British, but I just, you know what? I was going to save this for what sparked my curious ass joy, but I think I have to spoil this. Basically, last night I was fucking walking around. I thought there's this town hall and they're having a free movie night where it was like, or it was called Secret Screening, Secret Movie Screening. I thought, I'll go check it out. It's pay what you will. So I go up, I give them two single dollar
pay
bills.
Pay what you will.
Am I saying it wrong? Pay what you can.
I think it's pay what you can. Pay what you will, man. Pay what
pay
you will.
You
what
wish.
Can I do about it? Yeah.
Okay, I'll give them the 5-finger discount. How about that? I give them the $2, whatever. I go, all right, what the fuck is this? I walk in there, and upstairs at this town hall, they have, it's all like 3-seater couches, like in a row, like almost like a bleachers of couches. And everybody's sitting there watching this movie. I'm 10 minutes late. And it was this beautiful documentary about a romance, about a man in the 70s who met this Swedish lady who came and visited India, and she fell in love with a lower person in the caste system in India.
Wow.
And they had like a week where they were like, holy crap, the universe brought us together. But then she had to go back to fucking Sweden. And so he bicycles. He says, you know what? I can't afford a car or a train, but I'm going to sell everything I have, and I'm going to bicycle, try my damnedest to bicycle from India to Sweden to be reunited with basically this chick.
Did he survive? And,
well, I don't even want to spoil anything, but it's it was fucking so moving. It was so beautiful, this documentary. Nate just put a Christina Aguilera TMZ link in the chat. Lingerie, I'm seeing. I'm going to try and focus up and keep this going, but this is pretty distracting.
Christina Aguilera, I am beautiful. Am I sexy black?
Oh.
Wow, yeah. Respectfully. Wow.
We're gonna have that Christina. In the we're gonna link that in the show notes for sure.
X-Tina is getting nasty naughty in London.
Woo shit.
In London. Get
birthday.
That get is...
Oh snap. She's not I can't look at this. I'm in a relationship. But let me tell you this. I go, you know what? I'm on this island. Let me see what they're up to. I go in. I see this free-ass movie. And then at the end, it was so fucking beautiful. I'm sitting on the floor in the back, literally experiencing tears coming out of my fucking eyes.
Wow,
I cannot
believe
this.
That's awesome.
It was so fucking beautiful. I could not fucking believe it. And afterwards, there's a little like Q&A. I was like, damn, I was expecting to pay $2, walk into this fucking thing, see some weird-ass shit, and walk out. Captured me immediately. Couldn't believe this incredible love story. And then afterwards, there was a like virtual kind of Q&A with the filmmakers. And they were like, we're not even done editing this. This is the first time we are showing even a cut of this fucking thing. And there's this British director who had like some fucking shit about his brother committing suicide. And he made a doc and it was so moving. And everybody in the audience looked like Jeffrey Epstein or like, in a good way as well. Again, it was like this older kind of wealthy seeming like film society of Martha's Vineyard. I just couldn't believe what I accidentally stumbled into. This weird.
Did you talk to the other goers? Did you just have like a book club, a movie club about it?
There was a big Q&A afterwards where everybody was yapping at each other, but I couldn't, kind of felt incredibly out of place. So I didn't talk to anybody, but I did what I do best, which is observe, digest, observe. That shit was crazy.
Next time I challenge you to go make a friend. Go say something to someone.
They said,
see if you can connect.
I'm still waiting to build up that type of bravery.
I understand. I'm afraid to even go into a shop here in Italy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I might want to go in, but I don't want to because of the damn language barrier.
Eric, have you been really drunk and talked to a stranger, like built up some in Italy? Like I'm saying, like wasted, like you're
no,
like.
No, I haven't gotten wasted all the time. I did get drunk the steak night. I did get a bit drunk. I was acting up and I was saying some. What? How do you say this? Vaffanculo.
You know Vaffanculo.
Means, right? Vaffanculo. You know what that means, Nate?
Vaffanculo?
Vaffanculo. Go fuck yourself.
No way.
Yeah, it does mean that.
Wow. It doesn't mean ass. Wow. What does it culo isn't a...
Well, that's in Espanol, sir.
Huh.
Okay. What else? Mazzicazzo. What the fuck? Yeah. Prego. Yeah, there's a lot of things
with
I'm
the
learning.
Marco Maron.
Marco Maron.
Mark Maron. Quitting.
But not before Sarah got in. I
whoops.
When's that episode? Is that episode out?
I think they
speaking
just put
of
it out.
WTF, I just listened to the Jackson Galaxy.
Oh, episode. I'm curious about
cat
that.
Trainer?
Yeah.
Was what it hard hitting?
It was it was quite interesting. He's like a musician or he started out as like a rock musician and
of course
he sounded like he didn't even want to talk about cats. And it's like everybody knows you for like the cat stuff. And he was what just like and he was just talking about how he was like alcoholic in his 20s, like in a bunch of bands, and then he just got like some job at a shelter and that's how he got involved with cats. But he didn't seem very interested in talking about cats.
Because Mark like, Maron's
so
into
cats.
I want
to listen. Right.
Do my eyes deceive me or has Jackson Galaxy lost a lot of weight?
Jackson, yeah, I think what does he look like? Does he still look twisted?
Like with the facial twisted, hair you mean well-groomed. And
he has one of the craziest fucking looks. Man, this is just man. That facial hair with the earrings, like, dude, you know he's a fucking freak, man.
Mr. Galaxy.
Do you think he loves cats, or do you think he's like, Jesus Christ, I can't even be around a cat anymore. Sick of it.
I don't know. It seemed like he was sick of from his interview, it seemed like he was just like, I get it. You know, you're known for one thing and people probably come up to him and talk to him about fucking cats every fucking second. God, he looks, I'm just looking at Google images of him and he just looks so busted.
Wow. Well, guys, I have to go to an Italian party tonight, so we might have to wrap this up.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to be able Italian to probably
200 people there. That's right.
Holy crap.
Well, please go to a fucking disco.
I'm bringing some wine.
Wow.
Yeah, of course. That's where we're going after. I'm hosting the after party.
Yeah. So, well, I'll kick it off. What gave me joy this week was playing Fortnite with Jack. I played on the Alienware.
Oh, shit.
I'm on one of the most powerful gaming systems known to man. Playing Fortnite, no build. The no build is
no build is so like fun.
It takes away the veil of Fortnite because you could hide before that. You know what I'm saying? You could hide behind this structure. There's no hiding. It's just weaponry. It's just video game tact. You know, and it was quite fun. We got to third place. That was our height in it. And
shit. Damn, we gotta go.
And Jack is his skin. Guess what Jack's skin is right now.
Pitbull.
You'll never be able to guess.
Pretty close. Huh?
What is it?
Mariah Carey.
Damn. Do they still have the banana?
Somewhere in there.
They have to.
Maybe they deleted it because it was too awesome.
Damn.
But I looked at when he joined my party, or I joined Jack's party, I was like, is that, there's no way that's Mariah Carey. And he was like, yeah, it's Mariah Carey.
Well, you doubted it so much that I was like, maybe it's not. Is this someone else? But no, it is.
I just, that just blows my mind. Like, what, did she have like a album come out in the last like 2 years that Carey? She was like,
she's got a lot of fucking irons in the fire. That's, I mean, for sure.
I don't know.
Senora Carey.
I wish there was a Nick Cannon skin so we could reunite them, you know?
Nick Cannon, I can't say much more than this, but I am investigating him right now. I'm on a private investigation into some of his dealings. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Okay. So let's say...
Jack, you said the documentary. Yep.
Okay.
So two episode streak of me unplugging my microphone.
So, Jack, you're going to say your amazing joy.
I was just going to say, yeah, the closeness of a AAA driver. Because God is testing me again by giving me a flat tire in my own driveway for the second time this year. Peculiar. And I hit up AAA. And this motherfucker, I hit AAA. I'm not kidding. I went to go take a piss. By the time I was even zipping my fly down, I get a call saying, hey, I'm here. And he goes, yeah, I was just sitting up at the graveyard right next to your house. I couldn't believe it when I got this call. So.
That's God, man. Did you have to go somewhere right after that?
Dude.
Yeah, synchronic.
Say it again.
Synchronic tendencies.
Yeah, I should find him.
Also, you need to investigate the driveway. There's probably some rock or sharp object. Not proactive. This is you could learn a lot from Eastern style philosophies and medicine in that way, Jack.
And whatever happened to the loud noise in your car, Jack?
I'm keeping it in there for now.
Was it loud as fuck?
It's really loud. It sounds like there's a boat going down the driveway when I pull out.
I think it is the catalytic.
It's not the catalytic converter, dude. It's the heat tray.
Oh, you took it in?
No, but I can tell from where it is in the car. I've had many experts look at it, who I know personally.
It's the heat tray.
Look at it. God, it's the fucking heat tray rattling up. It's damn ass
heat tray.
It sounds like there's somebody dumped a bunch of marbles in the engine.
Fuck. Okay, here's what gave me joy. The night after the crazy steak is the day that we rented a boat. And yeah, you can go watch a hilarious video I posted on my Instagram about it. But what really happened was I did take the boat out, and I was the one driving. People were like hungover, okay, on the boat. It was really gray and fucking cloudy, and the waves were crazy right as we went out. Like in the video, it's like that's later in the day when it was still a little cloudy, but the morning it was like stormy. And the waves were, it's a small boat, and the waves were like nearly going over the front, and I was so scared, bro. I was like, I think we're going to drown. Like it was, I don't know. It was, I was about ready to turn around, but this I didn't.
Basically,
I kept going.
I'm no Superman director's commentary right now.
It really is. And then, but I kept
I'm no
going.
Superman Productions.
But I kept so it going. Funny. And then we got to a lagoon and anchored, and it was calm. It was really nice. And I turned on the new Alex G album, started pouring myself a little vino. And right as that started happening, the guy that we're with got really motion sick, and he started throwing up off the side. And then Layla started throwing up off the side of the boat at the same time, to where they were both puking off the side of the boat simultaneously. And what was happening was the puke was in the water, and the fish were coming up and eating the puke. Like all these fish in the sea were like splashing up and like feeding. You know, there was a feeding frenzy on the steak that was still in the stomachs, and it was making me basically cry, laugh. Like I was laughing so hard. And then guess what? Sun comes out, busting the boat all around the harbor. Yeah, going crazy, having fun. Shout out to Boats, and shout out to Italy as well. Thanks for listening to this podcast, guys. That's been another episode.
Wow.
You see how seamless that was?
That was amazing. Eric, okay. The vomit comet, extraordinary pilot. Everybody puking, begging you to slow down, stop going over the waves. No, just keep filming. Keep filming.
It did feel like that video where they're going like, zzz, zzz, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the
buddy
video where they all, it's a classic. Okay, guys.
All right.
Good chatting.
See ya.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.